On this edition of House Matters, Mount Salem Zone of Special Operations to continue for another 60 days. Infrastructural work coming for Denham Town, and government considers extension of traffic ticket amnesty. Thanks for joining us. The House of Representatives on Tuesday approved a 60-day extension of the Zone of Special Operations, ZOSO, in Mount Salem, St. James. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the decision followed consultations with the Joint Command. He also explained that the extension will allow the Social Intervention Committee to continue work already underway in the area.
They will be given great space to continue their work, and we expect that during this phase that they will be able to actually start significant interventions. So we are expecting to see within this phase that the Social Intervention Committee will actually start to have tangible interventions in the Zone of Special Operations.
Providing an update on operations within the zone, Mr. Holness said there has been an improvement in relations between citizens and the police.
Already, there has been noted progress in the willingness of citizens to partner with the state to remove the presence of violence producers, wanted persons, illegal firearm, and even, Mr. Speaker, illegal immigrants from the communities.
Additionally, the Prime Minister says the citizens have understood the necessity of the overwhelming security presence and the countless special operations and checkpoints that have affected their routines.
In fact, I must specially commend the citizens of Mount Salem who have been the real engine behind the progress within the zone. They have been supportive of the initiative and have displayed outstanding interest and ownership of their community.
Mount Salem was declared the first zone of special operations in September, with the initial 60-day period ending at midnight on Monday. Meanwhile, 7 technical working groups have been established to continue the extensive social intervention work in the Mount Salem Zone of Special Operations. They'll focus on the physical environment, land tenure, community safety, human and community development and employment, business and economic development, spiritual and faith-based intervention, and leadership. In terms of the physical environment, this will include road repairs, cleaning of gullies, and drain maintenance. The Land Tenure Working Group will focus on regularizing land ownership. And the government will be undertaking major infrastructure works in Denham Town, where the second Zone of Special Operations, ZOSO, is in progress. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the ZOSO Social Intervention Committee has already started on some of the work, which will extend outside the zone.
There's a major road rehabilitation project. There is a water supply project, which aims to improve potable water supply to the community. And just to be clear, not just to the zone, but to all the communities in the West Kingston area. There's a sewage project. It will benefit Tivoli Gardens. It will benefit Hannatown as well. And there are several other projects that are already on stream. So what this zone will do is to create the space in which these projects can be more effectively managed and implemented.
Finally, Minister of National Security Robert Montague says consideration will be given to extend the traffic ticket amnesty, which ended on October 31. Mr. Montague says the custom is for both Houses of Parliament to approve an extension prior to the final day of the amnesty. However, there was no sitting of Parliament last week to facilitate that action.
Therefore, I'm going to be asking my colleagues in Cabinet to give consideration for an extension based on the overwhelming amount of calls to the ministry and to TAJ and to the police for an extension, because some persons are saying that they just couldn't put the funds together immediately, and we are going to be actively looking at that. So in that light, we will be re-looking at a small extension to the ticket amnesty.
Up to 5 p.m. Monday, just over $471 million was collected since the start of the amnesty on August 2, with just over 168,600 tickets processed from 45,000 phone calls fielded to the call center. That's it for this week's edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for more from the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.